Soon they're going to be out living their life, and I'm going to miss them so much. And I'm going to dream and beg for that no sleep and the nappies. And you're going to just want that back again. But this is a long way to say, you just don't know how good it is at the time. And you just got to enjoy it.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
Hey everyone, Art Eddy here for The Art of Fatherhood, and this week's episode is being brought to you by Semper Smart Games. And I'm very fortunate to be actually talking with Jim Morin, who started Semper Smart Games. A lot of great games that are educational. For my listeners out there, give a brief summary of Semper Smart Games and why people should pick them up, sir.
Well, we're a fairly young company, but a few years ago with my own kids, I kind of set out on a journey to teach critical skills and knowledge that kids have a hard time learning, but through active and engaging play. I started with my PlaySmart dice system with some fun games that teach math fact fluency, kind of mental math in a fun way that you can play for minutes at a time or over longer periods with your family around the table, on the go, or wherever. And then we use kind of those dice that are uniquely numbered and emphasize better math operations that they than normal dice and operations that they struggle with in games like Election Night, where they're running for president and they have to learn about the Electoral College and have to make meaningful strategy decisions. Some other games, Math Tac-Toe, which is a multi-skill level game where you can have an addition card playing a multiplication card and some more advanced math operations going on, fun for the whole family.
And he creates so many fun games, different types of levels of games for all different types of families. Support this guy and support his family because he's doing really good things. But check more out at SemperSmartGames.com. What's going on, everybody? Art Eddy here for another edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast. And I'm geeking out. I'm honored. I'm so psyched to have this gentleman on. It's none other than Dave McCormack. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, sir. How you doing?
Thanks for having me, my man. Happy to be on this.
Looking forward to talking about the new special, The Sign, with Bluey, that's on Disney Plus. We're going to talk about that in a hot second, but I love bringing good guys like yourself talking about your fatherhood journey. I know your daughters are, I have two daughters. They're a little bit older than yours, because I think from reading past interviews, your daughters are kind of around Bluey and Bingo's age. So when you found out you were going to be a dad, what was going through your mind?
Well, when we started doing the show, I think my daughters were maybe 4 and 6. Okay. And I reckon that's about the Bingo Bluey age, isn't it? Yeah. And I'll tell you, it made it a lot easier because I'm not from an acting background. So when we started doing the episodes, because Bandit has daughters a similar age as mine, and because what normally happens in the script had pretty much maybe happened to me that morning or the night before, I found it easy to quote unquote act. Not easy, but I was able to draw on that. So it was handy. And they went through a, you know, pretty big Bluey phase for a long time. And they'd be like, check out that merch, Dad. Or, you know, and then if they saw someone buying Bluey merch at Kmart or something, they'd be like, little do they know that the voice of Bandit is right here, because obviously I can be pretty incognito if my voice isn't attached to the animation. So yeah, they were into it. So it was good. It was good being in a time of my life that's pretty similar to Bandit when we started.
Nice, man. And when you found out you were going to be a dad, what was going through your mind, sir?
Oh, sorry, that was your question, wasn't it?
Yeah.
when I found out I was going to be a dad, I was so excited. See, I'm what they call an older dad. Like we didn't have kids until I was early 40s. So I felt like so ready and so excited to have a child and another child. And I was a little bit terrified because, you know, I'd done lots of stuff in my life, but taking care of another human being was pretty new experience. But no, I loved it. And then I loved every step of the way. Like when Rose was born, and people say enjoy it because it goes so quickly, and I was like, nothing's going quickly. I haven't slept I, you know, there's human feces everywhere, and you know, they've got reflux, and they've just vomited on me, and you know, all that stuff. But you know what? It does go quick.
Yeah.
And suddenly 6 months has gone by, and suddenly 18 months has gone by, and suddenly they're starting primary school, and then they're starting high school, and in a couple of years they'll be getting a license. And it's an amazing journey. Every step of the way seems to be better than the one before, if you know what I mean. Like, yep. Remember when they first walk, and that's just so exciting. And remember when they don't have to wear nappies anymore. That's exciting. And remember when they get old enough that you don't have to have kid seats in the car. And so, you know, slowly parts of your life get back. But I can see where this, you know, this tide is going out as they become more and more independent and their world opens up. I imagine, I mean, I'm being a realist about it. Soon they're going to be out living their life, and I'm going to miss them so much, and I'm going to dream and beg for that no sleep and the nappies, and you're going to just want that back again. But look, a long way, you know, this is a long way to say, you just don't know how good it is at the time, and you just got to enjoy it.
You know, the people say sometimes the days are long, but the years are short. Or as someone also famously said, flowers get the chance to bloom again, but a child only has to, you know, be a child once, right? I think someone said that.
Too true, Art. That's too true. It's just like the days are long, and the years, like you think back, this has gone by in a second, and how quick they grow up and how wonderful they are, and how you know, as they become their own personalities, you know, like, you know, around like one or two or three, they start to have their, you know, personalities. So it's fascinating. And it's fascinating having two girls, how similar they are, and yet how different they can be. Like one will eat a certain thing, the other one will hate that thing. You know, like, it's how is it like the two siblings can be similar, but so different.
So true. So, and it's funny because when you say that, I always thought that too when we had our second daughter. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm the youngest of three. I had two older sisters and I was totally different. There were some similarities, but difference. But for some reason, when you become a parent, you forget all of that.
Yeah, it all goes out the window.
What is something that your kids have taught you either about yourself or about life that maybe you didn't know was there until you became a dad?
I've forgotten how much I like doing arts and crafty things. You know how, like, when I was young, I loved doing arts and crafty things, right? And then there's big decades of your life where you don't do that. And then they, like from maybe two to three, suddenly this world explodes again. And, you know, you're getting out the Posca pens and the different pencils and you're cutting stuff up and you know, use sticky tape and staplers and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
That you just, like, when you're in your 20s, you don't have any of that stuff in your house.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have a stapler. You don't have, like, those little semi-blunt scissors to cut up paper. And, you know, just making cool 3D objects out of cardboard and stuff like that. And look, and now, to be honest, they've sort of passed through that arts and crafty phase. At the moment, it seems to be mainly Taylor Swift and sort of lip balm and stuff. And I never knew there was so many beauty products that girls think they need. And these shops, you probably haven't, I'm sure you've got them there. These ones like Mecca and Sephora and these like shops that the girls just want to go in there. And it's like, your skin is beautiful. You don't need any of this. And they're like, oh no, I really need this hydrating mist. It's like, that's just water. Like, I just
it's scented water that you're paying $25 for, right?
Yeah. And it's just funny how, you know, like in different ages, in different, you know, periods of their development, you unlock these different worlds that they experience. Like, I remember when they were very young and, you know, on cable TV you have like the Nickelodeon Chapnick Jr. Yeah. And there'd be this whole world of shows that you've never seen before, but for a period of a year and a half, you're deeply immersed in, and then you move on and that's gone. Like, you know, like Jake and the Neverland Pirates. Have you ever, like, this is a show that I thought, you know, I'd never heard of that show before. And then luckily, thank God, there were shows like Yo Gabba Gabba with DJ Lance Rock, which is a kid's show that was really cool. And they'd have cool bands on, like the Flaming Lips or something, and be on there. And,
or Biz Markie. You know,
pardon?
Or Biz Markie, the DJ.
Yeah, right. Okay. Is that what it's called? Biz Markie. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that. But that show is so cool. So you discover a couple of gems, but then you also see, man, there's some crap out there. There's some crap that these kids, you know, they're watching. So, whoa. You know, there's shows that really lowest common denominator kids show, and it's just, whoa.
But that's where Bluey comes in, because it's good for all ages. Like my wife and I, we dig it because there's certain things, like the one episode a few seasons ago when you guys were in the movie theater and it was going all right. I'm like, been there, done that. And like,
yeah, been, you know, exactly there. I can even remember it was like the Adams Family 2 movie. It was like the animated one. And me and Rose and Grace were the only kids in there. And they were doing exactly that in the cinema. And that's what's weird, Art, like, because my wife will watch a show and she'll turn to me and she'll be like, are you feeding them story ideas? And I'm like, no, like I've never told them anything. It's just, it's great to know those things that are pretty much universal, aren't they? There's so many things that happen in Bluey that even though it's a really Australian show, it happens all around the world. All these things are happening, and so many parents can relate to it. And it's so nice to, when you see something on the show that's happened in your life, it's such a great support, and to know, wow, it's not just this one isolated unit of a family. It's all of us together.
No, yeah, no doubt. And I think that's one of the cool things about Bluey. Is like, I don't know how you guys do it. The writing, the animation, obviously the voices are great, but like every season it gets better and you guys just one up yourselves all the time and nothing gets stale, because I feel like it's authentic and there's so much heart to it. And especially with the sign, I was able to check it out and I got goosebumps many times. And I know things I can or can't say, and I'm not going to go into the details, but like, man, you put your heart and soul into that character of Bandit. And I think we've all been there, whether you're a mom or a dad, and you're like, what should I do? Like, how can I give my kids the best life? And I see that you and Chili were struggling with certain things in that show, but like just throughout the episode, I could like, oh, I've been there. Like, oh, I felt like my wife is against that. Talk a little bit about, like, for you, I know you say like a lot of things are very similar to your life and that, but like, have you ever experienced like just juggling? Like, what should I do for my
kids? Oh, totally. And I've completely lost it. Like, you know, like when the kids are young and you can sort of navigate most of the problems in life, you know, when your kids are young. But as we get older and our kids get older and they see us in sometimes in more challenging situations, the parents aren't superheroes. Like, we're not. Maybe this is the difference between the 7-minute episode and the 28-minute episode. In the 7-minute episode, like, we could be perfect parents for 7 minutes, right? You, me, everyone. We could be perfect humans for 7 minutes. If someone gave us a script like they do for Bandit and someone animated us, we'd be sweet as. But in the 28-minute episode, you start to see that they're only, quote unquote, human. They're only dogs. They, you know, they don't have all the answers and they don't know the perfect thing to do or say in that moment. And I remember seeing that in my own parents, like at a certain age, like, wow, they're fallible. They're maybe not going to do the right thing here.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's good for parents to realize that it's okay to say, hey, I'm sorry. Like, Chili and Bandit do that, you know, to their kids. And I think, you know, my daughters and my wife and I, when we watch the show, it's like, man, if everybody watched the show, I think the world would be a little bit better. How does it feel to be a dad that everyone looks up to?
I love it. I love it. Look, and like it's got to be a big shout out to Joe who created it and the writers and well, I guess Joe because he's written most of the episode. He's directed or co-directed with Richard most of the episodes. He's come up with the visual style of it. So when we recorded, it's just me and then Joe on a Zoom, like in a booth, and he sort of he we have so much fun art, and he gives me such great direction. And as someone who's never done this before, it's just really because he's a parent of two daughters as well, so we've got that connection happening. And he just we have so much fun, and I think that comes out like people see Bandit and Chili as these great characters with a lot of heart, and I think a lot of that comes from Joe and his ideas and his script and his direction. And like just the visual style of the show, you can look at a frame or a close up on like a flower bowl, and you know that's from Bluey. You know, you can look at it, you can look at a, you know, a toilet and go, oh, that's from Bluey. It's such a unique visual style. They should be very proud.
One of the other great things too is the other supporting characters, right? My youngest, she loves muffin, like coconuts have water in them and all that. And then like we all love, especially my daughters, Lynn and Jordan, love the fact that when the kids dress up as like grandmothers or be like, hey, or like tries to like pretend that they're you, like, hey babe, like all
Hey,
that stuff. Like for you, what character do you like get a kick out of every time you see besides the main four?
oh no, I like the one I well, the one that I get to do is Unicorns, which has been in a couple of episodes, which is just so out there. I love it. And the one where he's sort of slightly infatuated with Chili and he brushes his teeth and has showers and yeah, I love doing Unicorns. I love doing stuff when Joe says, you know, do like a sort of robot beatboxy voice or you know, stuff like that. Or burp on command. I didn't know I could burp at will. So that's a really good. That's been good in a lot of the big eating episodes. But no, Bandit and Chili, look, all the characters are so lovely, aren't they? They've all, every episode always has this nugget of sort of a radiant gold love, sort of right at the core of the episode. And that's one of the magic things about the show. And I think that's why it's connected with so many people. Like the episodes are so specific in one way about a certain thing that they're general and can apply to everyone. It's sort of counterintuitive, but he makes it so small and focused that everyone can relate to it.
No doubt. It's such a great show. And we're going to finish off with the Father Quick Five. But again, it's been an honor chatting with you. And I love the work that you guys are doing because, again, Bluey is such a great show. There's so many great themes and values along with it. So thank you again for sharing your father journey, but also too your animated father journey as well. And I can't
Thank
wait for
you,
people.
and thank you.
Yeah, I can't wait for people to check out The Sign. Obviously, the other shows, episodes as well. But favorite family movie in your household? Do you have one?
Oh, there's Toy Story. Toy Story, it's always been Toy Story, one, two, three. Like even Toy Story 4's got is not bad, but the first one's magic. And is it the first one that has "You've Got a Friend in Me"?
Yeah.
What a song, man. That kills me. I mean, we went through a big Frozen
Oh yeah.
phase like a while ago. But Toy Story is the one that, you know, we'll always come back to that.
When I'll say when Jesse, you know, talk about like the pains and like maybe the goosebumps and the emotions as a parent. When you're watching that scene when Jesse's explaining her first owner like leaves her because she grows out of her and all that, you're like, oh my God, that's like a symbolism for fatherhood and
I
parenthood.
know, but it sort of gets us back to where we started. It's the phases of life, and you don't know what you got. You just
Yeah.
gotta enjoy it right now.
Favorite, I know you're a musician, man, so this will probably hit home. Favorite band or artist you couldn't wait to introduce your daughters to when they got to a certain age to appreciate it.
Well, it started off with the Beatles, and then I tried to get them into Bob Dylan, but I still think they're maybe 4 or 5 years away from that. The
Nice.
Beatles are good because they've got you know, songs, all their songs are fantastic, but you've got Yo Submarine and All Together Now and Hey Bulldog, and they're all, you know, they're all sort of in that world. And they're just great songs.
Nice. Describe.
But now they're talking to me about music. They're telling me, you know, like I'm hearing all the Taylor Swift deep cuts, man.
Nice.
I'm hearing all the album tracks and Taylor's version of this and that. And Taylor's incredible. We went and saw her concert. That was amazing.
Do they ask you what your favorite Taylor album is?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, and I'm just trying to, like, I love Taylor Swift, but I'm trying. Is it Folklore or 1989? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, you know, like, but they're deep into it, and they'll do like guess this Taylor Swift song, which would be like, you know, some album track deep down, and I'll be like, I don't know.
Our daughters quiz my wife and I which is the original version and which is Taylor's version.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, but, okay.
Some of them are close, man. Like, it's hard to tell. Yeah. Like, some of them are really close.
Describe...
So, you know, in Blank Space,
yeah,
the apparently she's put a click in now. I got a blank space, baby. Click, and I'll sign your name. So have a listen to that. There's a little pen click.
Now, give me some cool street dad street credit for that. I'll pick that
up. Yeah, go check it out.
Describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Beach. Beach, probably like, I was born in Brisbane, and there's a beach about an hour and a half away called Caloundra. So probably there, probably near where I was born, and probably summertime, because the water gets so beautifully warm up there around then. So yeah, that's easy.
Nice. Favorite animated character or cartoon series when you were a kid was?
When I was a kid, it was like things like Astro Boy and stuff like that. Like, we didn't have much to watch on TV back in Brisbane in the 70s. We only had a couple of stations, but we had Astro Boy and Battle of the Planets, and, you know, all those sort of, I think they originated in Japan, and they were all badly dubbed. Speed Racer was another one, Gigantor. You know, they all had the lips were out of sync, but the, oh, now I've got to get into my car and save the world.
Yeah, aha.
My magic oxygen gun.
And lastly, top three words you hope your daughters would use to describe you as a dad. What would you want them to be?
Top three. I know that pushover would be one of them. Like, that's well established here in the house. I don't know if I want to be that, but... I'm malleable. Yeah. My opinions can be shaped. I'm not set in stone.
That's a better way of saying pushover, malleable. I love it.
yeah. You know, I can see two sides of it. And also, like, what words that I'd like them to use about me, loving, because I love them so much, and just supportive. I'm open, like, you know, let's figure it out together.
Yeah, love it. Where can people find you on social media, sir?
I don't know.
Okay.
They'll have to Google me.
Okay, sweet.
Google I've got it. An Instagram account, but I don't know how to. All people right. can, they'll find me. They'll Google me.
All right, sweet.
Good on you, Art. Sure. That was an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, man. This was such an honor. And people, make sure you check out Louis, especially the new special, The Sign, on Disney Plus. Again, I wish you and your family continued success and your team over at Louis. Keep on the continued success you guys are having. But again, thank you for the time, sir.
Thank you, Art. Thanks for having me on your show. You finally relented. I got there.
Thanks, as always, for checking out the Art of Fatherhood podcast. I really appreciate it. And I also appreciate Jim Morin over at Semper Smart Games for sponsoring this week's Art of Fatherhood podcast. They have a lot of great games. They have Election Night. They have math games. They have dice games. They have Blobby's Pizza. They have so many fun games. There's different ways that you and your family will have fun. For more information on them, go to SemperSmartGames.com or check them out on Amazon. They have a whole bunch of their games there as well. And while you're on the internet checking out Semper Smart Games, also please rate, subscribe, and review to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. I greatly appreciate it. And check out ArtOfFatherhood.net for the latest articles, contests, giveaways, reviews, all the things that tie into fatherhood and family. You can check it out over at artoffatherhood.net. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to artoffatherhood.net.